break it down, down like this.
Hey everyone, welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Sherman and this is episode number 036, number 36, and it is great to have you tuned in for yet another workout this week. We're going to do another fartlek session, so if you're out there on your warm-up jog, make sure you're heading somewhere with a few hills and it's somewhere interesting with some trails, some off-road, maybe some on-road. Keep it mixed up, keep it interesting. This workout I call the step up workout. So you're going to go at a sort of a steady 1 hour race pace, threshold type pace, and then we're going to step it up to 5k pace, then take a little jog, and we'll do that three times over. So the workout is 6 minutes at your lactate threshold, so that's what we call your kind of your 1 hour race pace, what you could hold for an hour max. So 6 minutes at lactate threshold, then we switch straight in, we step up to 2 minutes at your 5k race effort, and then we jog for 2 minutes. So 6 minutes lactate threshold, 2 minutes at 5k effort, 2 minutes jog, times three. Right, so this workout, it's another fartlek session, and I'm really trying to get us back into this mode of doing fartlek sessions. A, because like I explained last week, it really allows us to lay this good foundation of fun workouts with actually not putting too much pressure on your brain and on your expectation levels, so you can actually just go out and run how you feel and really enjoy it. Some of the things that I'm looking to get from this workout, and something that we always look at whenever we say lactate threshold, or as some people would call it, your anaerobic threshold or your 1 hour race pace. When we're targeting this pace, what we're often looking for is this term of becoming comfortable with discomfort. It's this niggly speed that, you know, it's faster than half marathon pace. So you can't really talk to anyone, but you're not really going flat out like you're in a 5K race or faster than that. So it's this sort of middle ground, which just feels niggly. It's just slightly uncomfortable, like you kind of want to speed up and you kind of want to slow down, and you're just trying to learn how to be comfortable with discomfort. And that's a good sign you're in the right speed. And for those wondering, oh, how should this feel? Use the breath test. So if you're feeling too out of breath, that you couldn't say your full name, like first name, middle name, last name, if you can't say that as you're running, then you're probably running a little bit too fast, so just back it off a little bit. If you feel like you could speak in full sentences, then you're going a little bit too slow. So over those first few minutes, allow your breath to catch up, and then you can kind of gauge it off there. So that's a bit of a gauge for the pace. The other thing that we're trying to do, as well as become comfortable with discomfort, we've got this good step up. So you go 6 minutes at lactate threshold and then immediately jump up for 2 minutes to your 5K race effort. And so again, this is by feel. You're doing this over undulations and mixed terrain, so you're not going to know exactly if this is your 5K pace. It's an effort. It's a guess. You're kind of switching up a couple of gears into that 5K pace. And so this is something we're trying to teach your body and your mind to do when you're going at a kind of uncomfortable, slightly uncomfortable pace. Can I still step it up? And this is something that I know my coach, when I got into running, really, really stressed to me, was the ability to really turn it on towards the end of a race and switch into that top gear and really go for it and be ready to pounce. And so a lot of runners I know, like, it's probably most runners either stay the same pace throughout the race or get slower. Most actually get slower. Very few can dig deep and find that final gear to close really hard, even though they're tired. So this is something that we're going to be learning through this workout. Sure, you're not going to be absolutely nailed by the end of the workout. It's still a workout where you should finish feeling like you can do an entire another set. So remember, we're doing three sets of the six times the 6 minutes at lactate threshold, 2 minutes at 5K effort, and then 2 minutes jog. So that's a 10-minute block. You're going to do that three times over. So you should feel like you could do another 10-minute block at the end of this session. So that's kind of what we're aiming for. Now, that ability to pounce and strike when you're feeling tired and really switch up the gears is something that you want to be working on in this workout. I want you to really feel that gear change from that lactate threshold effort, sort of your 1 hour race pace, to that 5K effort. Should be a significant shift, and you should feel the difference in terms of your breathing, but also in terms of your biomechanics. So feeling like your heels are coming up higher, you're chewing up more turf with every stride, your arm range of motion's getting a bit bigger. So look for those changes, feel it, imagine what that would be like in a race setting, because we're planting seeds that we're gonna pull out once we get back into races, hopefully later in the year. So this is a chance to get comfortable with discomfort and also learn how to pounce at the end of a race.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So I mentioned how important it is to hunt out some undulations for fartlek runs. And that's ultimately so we don't just keep looking up at looking at our watches and seeing what sort of splits we're doing. We want to do this by feel to enable some fitness to come when we're kind of not expecting it. And we're also getting those benefits from the hills. We're getting that sort of overspeed training and that strengthening when you're running downhill at speed. You're getting that good lung and leg workout as you're going uphill. So we're working on lots of different stuff. You're building strength as your body's sort of thrown side to side, dealing with uneven surfaces. This is all good strengthening. And when we're talking about injury prevention, like, we're often looking for ways that you can build those stabilizers, introduce some variety to your running surfaces so you don't get these repetitive strain injuries. So running off-road is a perfect way to do a lot of that. Build stability, build range of motion, build the ability to stay controlled through your core as you're hitting all sorts of terrain, and provide that variety. So this is something that I want to really encourage you to do. If you're new to fartlek training, if you are maybe used to pounding the pavement, you have your favorite track and it's on road, it's on sealed surfaces, I want to really challenge you to hunt out in your neighborhood a fartlek circuit that you can do whenever you get these workout of the week fartlek sessions, that you immediately go to that location. So for me, I have, I live in a small sort of coastal village about 15 minutes outside of the city where we live in Taranaki in New Zealand. And so I've got a fartlek circuit out here that I do. It's a smaller park, but I can spend a good half an hour, 40 minutes, and not get too bored in that park. There's another park in town if I'm running from work. I will go out and I can spend a lot more time in it. I can spend sort of 90 minutes and not run on the same trail. So it's a perfect park with undulations, off-road trails, some on-road sections. It's sheltered from the weather and the wind and the rain. And it's a really beautiful spot, a place where I love to get in a good workout, feel the oxygen amongst all the trees. So I would really encourage you to jump on Google Maps and have a little hunt around your neighborhood. Find somewhere where you can get off-road. That's probably the first thing. So even if it's onto a playing field, you know, onto grass, that's much better than just pounding the pavement. If you can throw in some undulations there, that's even better. And if you can find some trails, that's even better again. So have a look around your neighborhood, maybe jump on Strava heat maps. That's a really good way of finding some different routes around. Put it on the running setting and you can find some different routes around your neighborhood. And if you have to drive there or, you know, go slightly out of your way, it's definitely worth it to get that mixed terrain. I think the saddest thing possible is to do a fartlek session and just do it on the pavement. And how disappointing, you're definitely missing out. So really encourage you, hunt out that cool fartlek workout spot and make it your own. Get to know it like the back of your hand. One question I get from people quite often is, I'm doing workout of the week, but what else should be in my week? Now, this is a question, if you have a running coach, definitely go to them first before you listen to me, because they'll know exactly where you're at. And also, everything that I'm going to say following this assumes that you're not injured. So this is general advice that needs to be tailored to your situation. But here you go. Here's some general advice. The first thing that I would look for is that you also have a stride session in your week. So you're doing this workout of the week, which is more around intervals and tempo runs and fartleks. Not so much about strides. Now, strides is a faster, short burst of fast controlled runs. They're not sprints. They might progress to become sprints as you become more experienced, but certainly for the beginner intermediate runner, they're going to be sort of 90% of full speed. Somewhere between 10 and 40 seconds each, and you might do a set of six and you'll have full recovery between each of them. So usually what I'd do is set them on, say, a 40 minute easy run, and in the last 15 minutes you're going to do your strides, and just, you know, 20 seconds on, 2 minutes off, 20 seconds on, 2 minutes off. All about design. They're designed to build great technique and also just improve that raw speed, that your ceiling, raise that ceiling on your running ability. So basically your 5K pace all of a sudden becomes a less percentage of your maximal pace, if that makes sense. So it improves your running economy, improves your efficiency, and really helps to refine that technique. It's a technique session. That's the first thing I'd want to see. The second thing I'd want to see is a long run, and you're building aerobic endurance with that long run. Now, this could look different for everyone. So we have listeners who are ultra runners. We have listeners who run the mile. So the whole spectrum. Now, everyone's going to be slightly different on how they tackle that long run. But as long as it's just progressing gradually, you're not being crazy about how much you're increasing that every week, but you'd want to see that in there. The third thing I'd want to see is both strength and mobility in there. So strength is things like getting in the gym, putting some weight on your body, and having to move it primarily with your hips. So that's, we want to see runners with strong hips. And so that's deadlifts, squats, hip thrusts. I love hip thrusts. They're my favorite new exercise. Jump on YouTube and YouTube how to do it, or if you've got a personal trainer, get them to show you how you can do it. Usually you want to start off with, say, a sandbag or a light, maybe a weight plate, and start light, and then as you build that technique, load it up. But certainly hips is where it all starts. You'd also look at things like lunges and skipping, great for the calves and our Achilles, and then core and obliques, back strengthening. All that stuff is great, and I'd want to see every runner be doing at least one session in the gym each week, and also combining that with some mobility as well. So that might be a yoga session or some stretching after you've done your weights or after an easy run. Fourth, I'd want to see some sort of intentional recovery. So once a week, make sure you do something, at least once a week, make sure you do something that makes you feel recovered and rested and feel like you're looking after your body. So that might be sitting in a hot tub, it might be getting a massage or foam rolling, putting compression tights on, putting your feet up a wall. Could look all sorts of ways. All sorts of people have different ways of how they like to get their intentional recovery, but make it intentional and make sure it happens at least once a week. Finally, some active R&R. So that might be some sort of cross training. So it might be a swim or a bike ride, or it might be just going out for a walk with the family, or surfing for me is a big one. Keeping active aside from running is a great way to ensure you're not just becoming this specialized athlete that can only do one thing. Your body loves a bit of variety. So if you can throw some variety at that and build a little bit of fitness from it as well, and a little bit of injury resilience, multiple, like different types of movement will strengthen your body in different ways and help prevent those injuries. So hopefully that gives you some ideas on how to structure your week. Let me know if you've got any training questions. Flick me an email, hayden@tempofit.org. We'd love to hear from you. All right, and there is our workout of the week. It is 3 sets of 6 minutes at your lactate threshold effort, 2 minutes at your 5K race effort, and then 2 minutes jog. Repeat it 3 times for a nice tidy 30-minute block. A fun step-up fartlek session. Get out there and crush it. Let us know how you get on. Ciao. Now, before you head off on your merry way, we would love to connect with you online. So be sure to sign up to the weekly newsletter at tempofit.org and also hashtag TempoFitWow to join the conversation on Instagram and Facebook. And feel free to tag us into your workouts at RunTempoFit. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you've got value out of it, would you mind sharing it with a friend and giving us a little 5-star review? That helps us tremendously. Happy running, everyone.